Eat breakfast.
Yeah, yesterday you
ate breakfast. Eaten.
This hot beverage that a lot of people like to drink throughout the day, that's
coffee.
Yeah, do you drink stuff?
No.
Okay. What about if somebody was ordering coffee and he didn't want anything in it, he'd order it?
Black?
Yeah. Any other terms for black coffee?
Not straight. We said this the other day.
Oh, okay.
It's black coffee. No.
You heard that?
No.
All right. Well, what about if you were going to, prepare some coffee, you say, I'm going to go in the kitchen and
fix some coffee. Make some coffee.
Sure. Or if you were thirsty, say it's a hot day, without drinking a Coke or anything like that, you say, I'm going to go over the sink and pour me a
glass of water.
All right. And if you take that glass and hold it like so over a concrete floor and let it go like that, it's going to
break.
All right. Yesterday you did that and it
broke.
And it has.
Broken.
All right, if you're a very thirsty person, I might ask, well, exactly how much do you
drink?
You say yesterday, yeah.
I drank.
And I have.
I haven't drunk right from that.
If you're having company for a meal, and they're all standing around the table, you might say, well, don't just stand there. Go ahead and...
Go ahead and start.
Or go ahead and down.
Sit down.
All right. So they went ahead and...
Sat down.
They have.
They have sit. They have sat down. Really.
If they're just sitting there, you might say, well, why don't you go ahead and...
Eat.
All right, eat or...
Start.
All right, if you don't want them to wait until something's passed, you say, go ahead and... Yourself. Go ahead and yourself.
Go ahead and help yourself.
Okay, so they went ahead and...
Help themselves.
And they have.
They have helped themselves.
All right. If somebody passes something to you that you're not too crazy about, matter of fact, you can't stand, what would you probably say?
No, thank you.
Would you say anything different if you were among friends, you know, people?
I don't like that stuff. Get it away.
Good enough. All right. Food that's been cooked and served a second time, you know, like single stuff.
Leftovers.
Right. And you say it's been?
It's been reheated.
Right. And you put food in your mouth and you begin to
chew.
Right. Never heard of anything made with cornmeal and boiled in water, maybe with a little salt and real soft stuff, you know, and eaten that way? Doesn't sound too appealing.
No. I don't know. What do
you... Ever heard of mush or kush?
No.
Either one. All right. These things that people have around their houses, they grow their own. You say they've got a little out back.
Garden.
Sure. And what they grow in the garden are different kinds of...
Vegetables, usually.
Okay. What about a very starchy food that is eaten in China a lot? It's grown in flooded fields.
Rice.
All right. Well, what about a typically southern dish that a lot of people like for breakfast? It's white, ground up corn.
Grits.
Sure. Or... What about the type that's the whole kernels of corn, not ground up, kind of yellow or white looking? Comes in cans, I believe. Sometimes it's called something grits.
Hominy?
Sure. Yeah. What about, you used to hear of this stuff being made in the hills. Illegal alcohol, non-tax paid.
Yeah.
What do you call that?
Bootleg.
Bootleg. Would you just call it they're making some bootleg? Is that the way you'd use it?
I'll never talk about it.
All right.
I guess that's what I'd say.
Okay. Any other terms you've heard used? They got caught with a batch of
illegal whiskey.
All right. What about moonshine?
Moonshine, yeah.
Mm-hmm. White lightning?
I've heard that. Say it. White lightning.
Okay.
Talking about rice and gravy,
mm-hmm.
Every Sunday, as long as I can remember, every Sunday dinner is roast and rice and gravy, string beans, rolls, usually ice cream and cake, sometimes peach cobbler, you know, banana pudding on special days or something, and iced tea.
In your home?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a tradition?
Every Sunday.
Oh.
Saturday's chicken.
Well, that sounds pretty good. I don't think I'd argue with that.
Oh, I haven't. And then all week long, it was leftover roast, you know, barbecues, sloppy joes, all kinds of things.
Yeah,
right. Beef stew. Yeah.
What about if you walk in the kitchen and something makes a good impression on your nose, you might say, just...
Smells good.
Mm-hmm. And talking about pancakes a minute ago, the sweet stuff that you pour over pancakes.
Syrup.
Mm-hmm. Anything else that might be a little different from syrup? Just about the same.
I don't know.
Molasses?
Oh, molasses, yeah.
As far as you know, are they syrup and molasses the same or are they different?
They're same to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because syrup.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fill in the blank here. The molasses thick.
What?
Just fill in the blank where I leave a blank.
Okay.
The molasses thick.
Is thick.
All right. Say if I have on a belt made out of cowhide, I might say something like, well, now, this isn't artificial cowhide. This is...
genuine.
Okay.